You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Today, Kimberly will be talking with us about investment performance and how hard are your investments working for you. Kimberly, as always, welcome to Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Delighted to be here.
So tell us, as we're looking at investment performance today, what are the most common ways to measure our investment performance?
Well, investment performance is intended to help you evaluate how well your portfolio has performed over a certain time period. And your personal rate of return is the rate of growth of the monies that you invested during a specified time period expressed as a percentage. You know, you hear percentages like, 8%, 12%. It seems like investment performance should be easy to measure and even easier to understand. But in my experience, many investors find performance measurements to be confusing because they're unaware that there are different methodologies for calculating performance. There are two major categories of rates of return. One is called dollar-weighted rate of return, and the other is called time-weighted rate of return. These two measurements evaluate different things and therefore should be used for very different purposes.
And what is the dollar-weighted return?
So the dollar-weighted rate of return measures how much your investment dollars returned on average. So it's weighted by the amount of money in your account at the beginning and the end of the performance period, let's say a month, a quarter, or a year. Dollar-weighted return is also called the money-weighted return, or the IRR, internal rate of return. Because cash flows are factored into this calculation, greater weighting is given to those time periods when more money is invested in the portfolio. And one specific characteristic of dollar-weighted return is that deposits, withdrawals, and differences in the amounts invested at different time periods have a significant effect on the return rate. Dollar-weighted returns are said to be investor-centric, meaning that the performance that they measure does not isolate the investment manager's performance from the investor's actions.
So after looking at the dollar-weighted return, how about the time-weighted return?
So time-weighted return measures the investment manager's performance and is based on the amount of time that the dollars were invested. Think of time-weighted return as the return on your portfolio, assuming you invested a dollar at the beginning of a time period and ignoring any cash flows in and out. Time-weighted return, it's a measurement that is independent of a client's actions. So the calculation is not affected by whether you added money to your portfolio, whether you took money out of your portfolio, and the timing of these additions and subtractions. This method is deemed to be manager-centric because time-weighted return really measures the factors that are under the investment manager's control. And, of course, investment managers cannot really impact when a client takes money in or out of his or her portfolio. And, therefore, time-weighted return, it's really a fair way. It's a fairer way to evaluate managers versus each other and their benchmarks. Because it evaluates what investment managers can control.
Today we are once again with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, what are the pros and the cons of each approach?
Well, with dollar-weighted return, the primary pro, in my opinion, is that it is a personalized return calculation. It's you, your portfolio, including actions that you took. The con is that it's highly influenced by the timing of cash flows. And frankly, cash flow timing is usually based on luck and not really, for most of us, not really skill. Time-weighted return, on the other hand, the pro is that it's a comparable measurement. right? So if you use time weighted return, it's easier to compare across advisors, indices, and benchmarks. The con is that it may be counterintuitive. You know, you could say, but wait a second, you know, I contributed a lot of money to my portfolio and I don't understand, you know, why my returns are negative. So a time weighted return can be calculated correctly and still lead to a very counterintuitive result.
And lastly, overall, which approach is better?
Well, neither. It really depends upon what you're trying to evaluate. So time-weighted return measures how successful an investment manager has been in growing the portfolio over time. And again, you know, if you want to compare the performance of two different investment managers, use time-weighted return so that you're making an apples-to-apples comparison. For example, on Covestor.com, investors can see portfolio performance of a variety of investment managers, and it's all time-weighted returns. And this allows for consistent comparisons. On the other hand, dollar-weighted return measures an investment manager's performance and how well the investor did at the timing and amount of contributions and withdrawals. It measures the performance of an investor's personal portfolio and its level of absolute growth, not relative growth. In my experience, most investors are more concerned with dollar rate of return as it is their personal rate of return and not some, you know, sort of theoretical, you know, how did my investment manager do?
Well, in closing, any closing thoughts on today's topic on investment performance?
Well, remember what you're trying to accomplish when you think about investment performance. You know, calculating this dollar-weighted or time-weighted rate of return, it's one measure of evaluating how your investments are doing. But the real question is whether or not, after a certain period of time, whether or not you're any closer to reaching your financial goals than you were before you started. That's really the most important metric.
Well, Kim, as always, thanks for your insight and expertise on this topic. And we certainly thank you for joining us once again here on Covestor Radio.
Oh, my pleasure, Eric.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.